Hello and welcome to the week ahead with ATFX. My name's Nick Twidell. I'm the Chief Market Analyst. Well, we can't look at what's coming up in the financial markets in the week ahead without having a quick look at what went on last week. And again, volatility was king. Tariffs, global trade concerns, central bank rate updates. We had everything, and as well as a plethora of data. Friday did seem to calm down a little bit and saw a little bit of a positive close to the week on Wall Street. It had moved down, but a little bit of reassurance from President Trump on tariffs helped the market spike towards the end of the day. And we're expecting a bit of a more positive start for Asian markets on the Monday morning open this week. Right, as usual, we will go through the various scheduled events on the macroeconomic calendar on a day-by-day basis, just to give you an idea where we are anticipating seeing moves in the market in the week ahead. So into Monday, we've got that raft of data that we get once a month, flash manufacturing and flash services PMI numbers out across the globe. Kicks off with the Australian numbers fairly early in the Monday session. Then continue through to Europe, where we get French, German, EU and the UK data all coming out. And then later on in the day, we get the US numbers. Particularly of importance to investors this time round, as they're anticipating starting to see what purchasing managers are thinking in light of global uncertainty, in light of these global trade issues. So important data coming through, and we could see some fairly big moves in markets, especially if these numbers come out off expectation. Later in the day, on Monday as well, we hear the first central bankers update. There are a few central bankers coming through this week. Fed member Rafael Bostic is speaking, and then probably more impactful towards the end of the day, Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey is updating the market when he speaks in Leicester. On to Tuesday, much quieter day in terms of data releases, mainly second tier stuff. Nothing during the Asian session, but got the German IFO business climate and data out once Europe opens. That's expected to come in around 86.8. And then a few different data points coming out once New York opens, I should say. The CB consumer confidence expected to come in at 94.2. That's down from 98.3 last month. Probably expected to see a little bit of a pullback, given this global uncertainty we've got. New home sales data out as well, 682,000 new home sales expected from the last month in the US, and the Richmond Manufacturing Index. So fairly quiet on Tuesday, but Wednesday probably going to be our busiest day with some very key data coming out. And it's inflation data as well, so central banks will be paying very close attention to it. Starts off in Australia. We've got the year-on-year CPI number expected. Last time, 2.5. Keep a very close eye on that because the RBA did reassure us recently that they are looking at that very closely, and we've got their next meeting coming up, I believe, next week. Into the European session, and UK CPI is due. And once again, Bank of England did mention inflation on a number of occasions last week. That's expected to come in around 2.9% for the year-on-year data, just down from 3% last. Probably still too sticky for many in the MPC. Also pay attention for UK markets. The annual budget is due out on Wednesday. Updates coming from the government through the course of the day, and that can move markets. The New York session sees second-tier data, really, again, durable goods numbers due out. The core number expected to show a 0.4% increase, but the headline durable goods showing a 0.6% decrease. So keep an eye on that. A fair few central bank speakers on Wednesday later in the day as well. The Fed's Kashkari and Musalem are speaking, and MPC Dinger also speaks later in the day. Thursday, once again, relatively steady, not too much in the first two sessions of the day. But when we hit that US session, we've got those weekly unemployment claims. They're expected to come in around 225,000 again. And the final GDP quarterly data expected to show 2.4% increase. So keep an eye on that. That can move markets. Later in the day as well, we get pending home sales numbers. The last print from those was minus 4.6%, and we hear from Fed member Barkin. So a fair few Fed speakers coming this week. We could see moves in markets. Now, Friday could be the most impactful day. I said Wednesday was probably the busiest, most impactful, could come on Friday. Inflation data bookending the trading day kicks off fairly early with the Tokyo core CPI number. That's expected to show a 2.2% increase. Keep an eye on that. That will see moves in the yen. And that's probably the most watched inflation data out of Japan. We move into the London session and retail sales in the UK. So a fair amount of UK data coming through this week as well. Retail sales expected to show a 0.3% month-on-month decrease. We also have current account and final GDP data out at the same time, but expect retail sales to dominate. A couple of hours later, we get Spanish flash CPI, some more inflation data out. That's expected to show a 2.7% increase, down from 3% last month. But the big data comes out right at the end of the week. We do have Canadian GDP numbers out, but that is likely to be vastly pushed to the side by the key core PCE price index data out of the US. Obviously, as we all know, that's the Fed's favoured inflation number, expected to come in at 0.3%. Now, any differences from that, we'll see big moves in the dollar, in treasury yields, and across stock markets as well. Keep a close eye on that. And even though the Fed does seem to be concentrating slightly more on the employment side of things, that core PCI, PCE number is pivotal for them. Later in the day, we get the revised University of Michigan consumer sentiment and inflation expectation data, but expect that core PCE number to dominate into the weekend. So another big week ahead. If you need anything from us at ATFX, please let us know. But thank you very much for listening.